all of the sound of you rubbing on your microphone and putting that thing back on.
Is okay, it now loud?
I'm getting kind of turned on watching you. Yeah, you get good hand jobs, Colin. Shit.
I mean, I've been practicing for fucking 20 some odd years now.
Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yeah. Trevor's drinking from a coffee mug that says old fart.
Yeah.
Because he's 40, so he's really fucking leaning
all the way into it. Dude, I've been waiting for this for 40 years. All I've ever wanted to be was a curmudgeonly old man. And I'm saying this counts.
Okay. I mean, you've always been curmudgeon.
Yeah,
curmudgeonly.
Now I can blame it on being an old man.
Yeah, but we all know better is the problem.
Yeah, I don't care.
You're just a curmudgeonly old asshole. So what did you need did you get a new phone?
I got a new phone, Colin.
What?
Finally.
What kind?
It is a Samsung Galaxy A21.
Nice.
Which is still their budget line, but it's like the brand newest. It came out last month of their budget line.
Are you still with
Boost Mobile?
Oh, you want Boost Mobile.
Virgin Mobile sold out to Boost. Virgin Mobile doesn't exist anymore. And I didn't feel like going through all the bullshit of dealing with
swapping.
Yeah, so I just went up to the Boost Mobile store.
That's fair.
Because there's one right up the street from me, and I'm like, what kind of Boost? More Boost Mobile phones? Where you at, dog? And then,
yo, dog, where you at?
Yo, dog, where you at?
I remember those commercials.
You
know what I miss?
It's my favorite episode of fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force is the one where that's just a Boost Mobile commercial.
You know what needs to exist still?
Flip phones?
The two-way radios on phones.
Bloop, bloop. That was the whole point of Boost Mobile. That was like their entire gimmick when they started. That was the where you at, dog, is because they had the fucking walkie-talkie feature. Bloop, bloop, where you at, dog?
Yeah. Why doesn't that exist anymore?
It's just Master Shake dressed up like with a sideways hat and bling,
yeah,
dancing with like three flip phones, like three human-sized flip phones. More Boost Mobile phones. Where you at, dog?
So, got a new phone. Sweet.
Yeah. So, my other phone has been getting progressively slower and slower because it's like 3 or 4 years old at this point. I don't know.
When you bought it, it was probably 3 or 4 years old. And
yeah, it was a budget phone already and not the newest budget phone.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike this one, which is the newest budget phone. It's got four cameras on the back.
Oh, my God.
Four.
How many megapixels?
16 is, I think.
That's it? For four cameras? That's all they can get?
I mean,
jerks.
Yeah, but it does wide-angle lens, which makes my dick look huge.
Okay.
And then it does macro, which is very exciting to me, because I can use it to take pictures of my minis. Cool.
Yeah.
You're right about this, by the way. That's pretty cool.
Right?
I was wrong. I was entirely wrong about the fingerprint sensor, Colin. Yeah.
It's How about great. Having a phone where it doesn't fucking work?
Yeah, that's why
sucks ass.
I texted you while I was out shopping for a phone, and I was choosing between this Samsung Galaxy phone and a phone that was nearly identical specs but $100 less, but it was an LG, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Colin had bad time with LG. I had an LG Tribute that was a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I'm not rolling these dice. No. I'm just going to spend the extra money and get a
good call
and get a Galaxy because I've never had I've good all call.
I've Does that have a headphone jack on it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, I wouldn't buy a phone without a headphone. Oh.
Yeah, good luck. They're fucking far, few and far between at this point.
Yeah, you got to buy the budget phones.
It's stupid. No, it's the high-end phones generally you have to buy. No.
This brand new
Samsung's
budget phone.
Samsung's one of the only ones that has it on most of their phones.
Which, bringing me back to my point, was actually the reason I had to go buy a new phone. The headphone jack on my Galaxy A7 or J7 or whatever the fuck it's called. shit out on me.
Okay.
Like, I could use it, but I'd have to sit there and rotate the fucking thing around in there till I... And the problem with that is since there's so much other data that it fucking transmits, because you put controllers into it, like, I'd be spinning it around, it would start, like, doing shit on the phone, pausing shit or opening shit.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, if I walked funny, it would, like, you know, fuck everything up. And then it started locking the phone up. I'd have to like pull the headphones out to unlock the phone.
I have to start using some Bluetooth headphones.
I've thought about it.
You can get them fucking dirt cheap.
Yeah,
at this point.
Might. I should do that. I should just do that because then I'd stop having to buy new shitty headphones every fucking month.
One of the things I would recommend doing is you can get some, they call them true wireless.
Yeah.
Like that's the style of it. So they're just things you put in your ear and they have a little carrying case that fucking has a battery built in. So you clip them in there and it charges in there.
That's cool. I need something with like a tether so I can take them off and they can dangle around my neck because right. I need to be constantly taking my headphones in and out.
Yeah.
Because of the nature of being a babysitter at work.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a great phone. I really like it. Nice. Other than the four cameras in the, it's just a phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $200, which for a new phone is basically free.
Yeah.
Considering new phones are fucking $1,200 now.
Mm-hmm. The last phone I had was by a company called Xiaomi.
Yeah.
Which is super Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice phone. I dropped it or something. It was like the first phone in about 10 years that I actually like physically broke by fucking being careless. Which sucks.
Yeah.
Carry
on.
So.
Ooh, blah, 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 blah. What was I saying? Broke your phone.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, the new guy I know fucking got a newer Xiaomi phone.
Yeah.
Its fingerprint sensor's in the middle of the screen. He just puts his thumb on the screen and it fucking opens. I'm like, well, that's
pretty cool.
Perfect.
But honestly,
that's the way it should be. Honestly,
I think what I like about this is that it's not. So like when I turn it on, I don't put a big fingerprint like scroll, like, cause normally I do my swipies. And so I've just got these smudges all across where I'm swiping the pattern.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
You still got, you still touch your phone screen. So
that's fair. Also, I don't think my thumbs are long enough to.
That's fair. I can touch like basically the top.
Oh well, yeah. You're phone. A gorilla.
Yeah, it's true.
Me, this is like perfect for me because I hold my phone like this and I'm just like bloop.
What size screen is that? That's a big fucking phone, man. Yeah. It's a phablet almost.
Yeah.
They phablet.
Yeah. It's nice. I like it. It's a good phone so far. I'm enjoying it so far.
Good. It's always nice to get a new phone.
Yeah, and it was, I needed it.
And you're like, yeah, I can play fucking a video game on here.
I will probably never do that.
I can play a video game on here. I remember...
Maybe I'll get Pokemon Go's.
I remember when cell phones first started becoming, like, capable of doing things on them other than texting or calling.
Yeah. Snake. It was awesome.
No. I had a SOCOM game on one of them.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
I don't believe you.
It was great. It was on my Motorola Razr.
Yeah.
And you used the fucking directional pad
to
move around the select button to shoot is great.
I bet it wasn't.
It was, dude, it was super, super responsive.
Yeah.
If I hit up, it went up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, perfect.
It's fucking
that's
awesome.
That's what you needed to do.
Right.
Goddamn. Want to hear all the other fucking things that have gone wrong this week?
Yeah. What's, so your car?
So my battery light's been on for a bit.
Yeah.
And the other day it's died and I needed a jump start. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to bring it to the shop and see if it's just a battery or something bigger. And I brought it to the shop. I'm like, oh, fuck, we checked the alternator. Alternator's fine. Battery's bad. We're just going to get you a new battery. I'm like, perfect. Just slap a new battery in there for me.
Slap her in.
And get me an oil change while you're doing that.
Yeah.
So they slap in a new battery, get me an oil change. They're like, you couldn't come pick up your car whenever. So I went and picked up my car, drove it to work, no problem. I'm like, this is great. My car starts, it runs, it starts and runs. The two things you really want a car to do.
Yes.
And it did that for like a couple days. And then Friday, I'm like driving up to the store to get donuts. And all of the electronics on my dashboard and everything just turns off. All the gauges just bew, all the lights bew. My headlights die, but my parking lights stayed on, which I thought was weird.
Hmm.
And then I'm like, well, I should probably turn around and drive back home. So I turn around and my car died and I'm just coasting down the hill. I'm like, this isn't good. So I coast to a nice parallel park because I'm a good driver. And I just sat there and it click, 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 you know, like when your battery's dead, mm-hmm. but there's just enough juice to run everything but the starter. I'm like, this sucks. So I just sat there for a few minutes debating whether or not I just wanted to walk home and leave my car where it was overnight. And after about 5 minutes, I try it again and it starts up barely. Like, I'm like, good. Hammered home. I was only a couple blocks away. Parked in the garage. I'm like, well, now what? So I borrowed a battery charger from my dad, recharged the battery up, and then tomorrow morning I'm going to get up early and bring it back to the mechanic and be like, I think you were wrong about the alternator.
Do you have a multimeter?
Why would I have a multimeter?
I'm just asking.
No, I don't.
Oh, fuck. That's stupid.
Sorry. I don't know what it is a multimeter does.
It measures voltage and current and stuff.
Oh.
It makes it really easy to check if your alternator's bad. You start your car. If your car will actually run, you start it.
Yeah.
Put the leads on the positive, negative battery terminal.
Yeah.
If your alternator's good, you should be between like 13.8 volts and 14.8 volts. Some, you know, four.
I'm assuming they did that when they were.
Yeah, probably, but maybe somebody. Here's the thing: shops can be great.
Yeah.
But sometimes they hire new people who are morons.
That's fair.
And will fucking yeah. I mean, it's a good thing. I mean,
everybody makes mistakes.
Right.
I get it.
So it's just a.
I don't know.
A thought. But since you don't have one, I don't carry one on me.
Even if I did, whether or not it comes back as the alternator is bad, I'm going to have to bring it to the shop for them to find out what is wrong anyway.
No, I understand, so. But at least you'd know.
Yeah. Fuck them. I'm going to bring it back and I'm like, hey guys, I am unsatisfied with the service I received last time I was here. They're really good, though. I'll probably end up getting a discount because they fucked up last time. Yeah. So
that'd be good.
Yeah. So that was problem number one on my list of problems.
You should just buy a new car, honestly.
So here was my thought process.
Yeah.
I can go spend $600 or $700 on a new alternator or $300 a month for the next 5 years.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
No, then you don't have to worry about that.
I would rather spend I'd rather spend around $1,000 a year on maintenance than $1,000 every 3 months on a car payment. I mean, but that's just me personally.
Well.
Other people feel differently, and I understand. But I'm going to drive that thing until the wheels fall off, which happened once already, and then I got the wheels put back on.
Jesus Christ.
Well, the, what you call it? The two mounts that the front axle hangs off of the engine from,
yeah,
that shit was rusting through, so they had to like rebuild all of that.
Yeah. I remember that when you were driving around, it was making all sorts of fucking clunky, shitty noises, and you're like, that's probably fine. I'm like, I don't know if that's fine or not.
I went to the mechanic for an oil change, and they're like, just so you know, there's a 50-50 chance that when we raise this up to do the oil change,
everything's going
to
fall off.
Your front end is going to fall off. I'm like, oh, well, if that happens, fix it. If it doesn't, I'll be back in a month when I have the money to fix it. Anyway, I got that fixed.
What else about your terrible life?
There's a hole in my new roof.
That's perfect.
Yeah. When they were putting on a new panel, there's a mount up there. It looks like when they were cutting around the mount, they just kind of didn't seal it up real good.
Is that your main electrical?
Yeah.
Coming in?
Yeah. So
they didn't seal at all. I can see light through it. So they didn't do any sealing. They're supposed to put like flashing around there and then seal that up with tar. There's no flashing.
Right.
God damn. I'm not even a roof. And I know this.
Yeah. So I'm going to call my roof guy tomorrow and
be like, hey,
your roofer's fucked up.
Yeah.
Maybe
go to a different Home Depot this time to pick him up.
Yeah. Kinda.
Jesus Christ.
What are you going to do?
Did they leave fucking a ton of nails in your yard?
No, they were very good about cleanup.
That's good.
They took cleanup very seriously.
So I remember my dad got his roof replaced one time. There's fucking we were finding nails in the driveway for years.
No, they there was like three or four of them out there with these big like fucking brick sized magnets just walking through the yard and around the bushes and everywhere. Just
they make these magnets. It's like these long fucking magnets with wheels on the side.
The siding guys, they cleaned up, but not as efficiently as the roofing guys.
Gotcha.
The roofing guys did great cleanup.
Nice.
And then problem number three, my house almost burned down.
What?
So all of that wouldn't have mattered.
What?
So the way everything is wired in this house is as dumb as possible.
Yes.
Let's start there.
Well, I've seen the way things were built in this house. So.
Okay. So there's a power outlet in the closet, in the broom closet in my kitchen.
Yeah.
That has a cord that comes out that plugs into a power outlet above the counter over there.
Okay.
The dishwasher plugs into the power outlet in the closet that plugs into the power outlet out here. The power outlet plugging in out here was 1,000 years old and shorted out and melted. I'll show you after the show, but what, like, it's all fucked up. Yeah. So.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe we get somebody to come out and upgrade your electrical here.
Well, the problem wasn't the walls in the electrical in the walls. It was that they just like jerry rig extra fucking outlets.
Yes. That's, you know, get somebody to come over and be like, ah, that's wrong. And you should probably fix that.
Yeah. Well,
do that.
Who do I know that can do that? Also, how much would that cost me?
I mean, I don't know. You might be able to hire my brother-in-law. I'm pretty sure he's still licensed to do it.
Yeah, but after this whole drywall debacle,
well, you might just have to admit that you're wrong.
I'm just saying he probably knows about as much as the people who built this house originally. So I don't know. So my goal now is to go through and find everywhere where they did shit like that. Like down in the basement has a similar setup. Mm-hmm. I got to go fix. And now I got to figure out how to plug my fucking dishwasher in a new way.
One thing about my house that I like is when they did the electrical, they fucking did the electrical.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, they did a nice job. Except for there's a couple of outlets along the walls upstairs that are like old, kind of wobbly.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Doria's uncle look at that today. Like, smart. Hey, how do you do this? We have a hardwired fire alarm smoke detector.
Nice.
So I bought a new one of those with the carbon monoxide detector built in.
Nice.
You know, I mean, although I don't know why I'd want to know, I'm getting silently poisoned, but whatever.
I agree. I purposely don't have a carbon monoxide, and sometimes I go down there and just like rap on the fucking the gas gauge with a wrench. Just
nice. Nice.
Just to
maybe there's a leak.
I go flick the lights off and on a whole bunch. Light like random matches down there just in case.
Yeah. So that's that. Anything else in your life fucking in shambles?
Fuck my whole life, I'm sure. Everything.
Okay.
Everything is in. The upside is I cut all those fucking bushes down along my driveway. Did you notice?
Yeah, I did.
It's fucking nice.
Weird looking.
Yeah.
Weird.
Next summer it'll look really nice when like grow leaves back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess that might be true.
Yeah. And then I cut the big one out right in front of the house. And later on this, like end of summer, early fall, I'm going to cut everything along the side of the house out.
Nice.
Finally get rid of all those fucking awful bushes.
Yard work sucks.
I like it. But the problem is I had to get my dad to come over with the trailer so I could get rid of all of those bushes.
Mm.
So, you know.
Yeah, that would suck.
I think that's it. I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's all of my tragedies for this week in particular.
My life hasn't been quite so horrible.
Yeah. How about fuck you?
Do you remember, I think I talked about my air conditioner was all fucked up and they were like, oh, you need a new one, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Dan's brother came over. He does HVAC now.
Yeah.
And he came over and he's like, diagnoses it. He's like, yeah, there's a leak in it. He's like, we'll fill it up though. We'll limp you along for a while.
Nice.
So they filled it up and it's been just fucking blowing cold air.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I was like, how much do I owe you for it? He's like, I don't know, like a $6 bill. I'm like, what? And he made it some other made up form of currency. I was like, okay. I guess he's like, no, I'm saying it's free. Like, don't worry about it. Like, oh. Okay, I've never heard that.
I mean, you should have just offered to buy them lunch or something. That's usually my go-to.
I mean,
I offer to buy people lunch.
I offer to buy people all sorts. It wasn't really lunch. Wouldn't have been possible because he came over at night.
Okay, dinner. Fuck, late, I don't know, a midnight late snack. At night.
Anyway,
a Taco Bell, a fourth meal.
Anyway,
if you will,
whatever.
Well, I'm glad your air conditioner is working because this has been fucking hot.
Yesterday was gross.
Yeah, we did the bushes.
You should have waited till today.
No, we did them at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
my parents are like, yeah, we're gonna do it, but it's gonna be hot, so you're getting up. I'm like, okay. So I woke up at 7:30 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
And it was actually, we were done by the time it started getting hot.
Yeah,
so it was all right. We were done by like 11.
Yeah, that's good.
And so, like, it was just starting to get uncomfortable, like, right as we were finishing up. So it was all right. It wasn't too bad.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday we went to Beatrice.
Biancas and Beatrices are known for wetter mattresses.
Yes. Doria called it beet rice. It made me laugh a little too hard. Went down there. There's a guy I trade stereo equipment with, and I traded him. I basically emptied out half of my garage for two amplifiers, and it was great.
Nice.
Felt good about that, and I was like, fuck yes.
Good job. These
goddamn speakers. So that was nice.
Those amplifiers better be worth money, goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
They are. Oh, yeah.
All right.
And we stopped in Lincoln on the way back and got some Vietnamese food, which was delicious as always.
Nice.
That's one of the few things I go eat and I don't even look. I'm not even looking at it, and I'm just shoveling everything into my face, and it's...
So you feel about Vietnamese food like I feel about Italian food. Like, it just doesn't matter. It's tomato-covered noodles. It's going to be good.
Not all Vietnamese food. I'm sure there's shit that I'm not fucking going to shovel into my mouth. But
yeah,
the dish I get, yes.
Right on.
I mean, it's fucking... It's rice, it's meat, and it's their fucking delicious dipping sauce.
Good.
To call it a fish sauce, but it tastes nothing like fish. It tastes like... sweet and kind of vinegary.
Well, it's fish sauce.
That's the base, but that doesn't taste like fish.
Well, let me explain it, Colin. Human meat doesn't taste like man sauce, if you know what I'm saying. You're eating fish cum.
That's not, no.
Fish cum.
No, that's not what it
is. I sure love the taste of fish semen on my tongue.
It's delicious. That's actually, no, it's
hashtag
it's
Colin.
Like sardines fish or something. It's like sardine juice.
You like fish dicks? What are you, a gay fish?
Oh, my God. So that was fun. It's a nice day trip, I guess.
Right on.
Little tiny road trips.
I finished up bushes, and then then I laid on my couch for hours.
Oh, yeah, and we came home and watched a movie.
Okay.
We watched a movie called Becky.
Okay.
You should watch a movie called Becky, Trevor.
What's it on?
Fuck, I am not positive. I think it might actually be a Redbox exclusive.
Then I can't watch it.
Damn. You can rent from Redbox?
I'm right on top of that.
$2. Dude, it's fucking worth it.
Or what's it about?
So it's got Kevin James in it.
All right.
And he is a...
It's a sequel to Paul Blart
Mall. No.
He's a mall cop.
He's a fucking white supremacist that just broke out of prison.
Hilarious.
And has murdered a bunch of people.
This sounds funny as hell.
Oh, my God. I mean, I laughed a lot because it's fucking gory as shit.
All right. That's a weird Kevin James movie.
Yes. It was different for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, he breaks out of prison, kills a bunch of people, and goes to this house, which has Joel McHale staying at it with his daughter and new girlfriend.
Okay.
You know, Jeff Wingert.
Yeah, I know who Joel McHale is.
And
so it's a bunch of comedians in a horror thriller.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right.
And they take them all hostage, but except for the little girl, the 13-year-old girl, she's like out doing something while they come to take everybody hostage.
Yeah.
And she witnesses them doing some things, and it causes her to go fucking insane. And one dude comes after her, and she stabs him in the neck with a busted-off ruler and stomps it through his neck into the ground.
Oh, it's like a revenge. It's like a Last House on the Left, or
whatever.
The other one? Prom? No.
Yeah, it's definitely a revenge movie.
Sorority?
I have no idea.
One of those fucking movies. It's a revenge thriller.
Yeah. Totally worth it.
Yeah. There's a lot. That was a big genre in the 70s of just like exploitation rape films. And then like the first half of it was just like awful and like literally unwatchable. And then the second half of it is just the girl like fucking torturing and murdering all of her assaulters.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
I like it.
So watch the back half of those movies.
This one you can watch the whole thing. It's good. There's no child rape or anything.
Good. I understand why Last House on the Left is iconic. I cannot sit through it.
Really?
It's
pretty bad.
I can't. Sexual assault is something I just like. Yeah. I'll watch the goriest fucking murder movie on the planet, but you know. Yeah,
I get that.
I can't do that. So, all right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, you should. Hopefully it's not just a Redbox exclusive and does, I don't know, exclusive things kind of suck.
I will look into it.
What else did we do?
I've ranked up again in StarCraft. I'm Platinum 1 now.
Wow.
I'm climbing the ranks.
That's pretty. Nobody cares about it.
I don't care. I care about it.
Did you ever get a hold of Sean?
Yeah, he's dead now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I asked our buddy Sean if he wanted to do a next week instead of this podcast, because it's next week is the 10th anniversary of.
He said no, really?
StarCraft 2, and we used to do a StarCraft podcast. I'm like, hey, want to do it now? He's like, I thought about it, but I don't play the game or know anything about it anymore. And I'm like,
I don't either.
Well, none of that. We didn't do any of those things while we were doing the show, but
right.
But since those are excuses and like he just doesn't want to do it and won't just say that, I didn't bother debating it with him.
I guess.
Yeah, I was disappointed too. Because it would have been fun.
Right, because I'd have still not known what anybody was talking about.
I would have gone online and looked up tournament results and pretended to know what the fuck.
Right. It would have been great.
But instead, we'll just have to make up this. Colin, we still have no fucking emails.
What?
I don't think anybody listens anymore.
You know, they're excusing me. We didn't release the podcast until Thursday.
Yeah, but we never do.
And also, there wasn't any from the last one. So
yeah, and we waited a whole extra week before we released it. So they had plenty of time.
I'm very upset about that.
I mean, I understand why Jake doesn't write in. He just doesn't want to have all my superior knowledges poured all over his face.
And that's probably true. Let's see if I got stories.
Yeah.
Probably not, because nothing's happening.
Fuck, man. That's everything I did this week, is solve problems.
That can be stressful.
Yeah. Oh, I did do something else. Since I'm 40, I celebrated by going to the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on high blood pressure medicine.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe it, Colin? Me? High blood pressure? What kind of a world is this?
Maybe you should calm down there, buddy.
How dare they accuse me of having high blood pressure?
They're not accusing you. What? They're just stating a fact.
What? This is a travesty. So
I'm still lucky and not, like, there yet.
Yeah. 140 over 10 something.
Yeah.
I guess that's not good.
My last one was like 128 over 89. Think you're better than me?
Yeah. Fuck you, Colin.
Well, in that aspect, absolutely.
God damn it. Yeah, that's where you're supposed to be. I was 20 points over on both.
I used to be way high. You know what part of it is? Your fucking job. Quit your fucking job.
No, because I don't
stress. It's going to kill you.
I don't stress about my job.
You do.
I really don't.
You do, though.
No, trust me. I'm not you. I don't care.
You do, though.
But I go in every day and pretend like I'm trying. I go in every day and try to get fired because I actually don't care. I literally spent most of last week standing at my team captain station reading comic books.
Yeah.
There was no stress involved in that. I promise.
I mean, there is. You have to go into that building.
I don't care anymore. I'm not angry about it like I used to be. Yeah. I literally just don't care. It doesn't bother me.
I think you're angry about
it. I've got a couple of friends there.
I can hear it in you right now.
Stand there and bullshit.
I can hear the anger coming out of you right now.
Yeah, but it's unrelated to that.
But I don't know. Well, I don't know, man.
Any other job I get is going to be more stressful because it's going to pay me less, and then I'm still going to hate it and not be able to pay my fucking mortgage.
Well, that could be. Maybe you should.
That would be way more stress than.
Maybe you should sell your house.
Than just, you know, hanging out and reading comic books for 8 hours a day.
Well, maybe.
Read a great comic book series called Injustice: Gods Among Us.
Yep.
It's a tie-in to a video game.
Yeah.
And it's maybe the best thing DC has written in years.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
The only problem with it is you have to play the video game to see the ending.
Oh.
So.
God damn it, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's smart.
Yeah.
But it's also stupid.
It's five trades, like five thick trades. This thing ran for 5 years after the game came out. It's all a prequel to the game.
Mm.
And it's fucking great, but yeah. I think they did release kind of a version of the game in a comic book form, but it's all from Harley Quinn's point of view. I might just pick that up and read it. But I have the game. It was free on PS Plus last month, so I'll probably end up just playing through it because I need to. Because god damn it. So the plot is the Joker tricks Superman into murdering pregnant Lois Lane.
Nice. Pregnant with his kid or somebody
pregnant
else?
With Superman's kid.
Okay.
So
how do you trick somebody into murdering Like, was he like, oh, it's somebody else?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So he pumped him full of fear toxin and kryptonite.
Okay.
And then he thought Lois Lane was Doomsday, so he flies Doomsday into space.
But he's, I don't understand. I thought he had kryptonite in him. Doesn't he lose his powers when he...
There's just like enough kryptonite in the gas to make the fear toxin work.
I hate that.
Anyway.
I hate comics.
Yeah. So anyway, he flies Lois Lane into space.
You know what I hate more specifically? Superman is the dumbest superhero ever.
Yeah, but he's the best supervillain. Now let me finish. So he flies Lois Lane into space. And then also the Joker had tied a dead man switch to her heart with a nuclear bomb in the middle of Metropolis. Yeah, so Superman murders his wife, his unborn child, and nukes his own home city.
Perfect.
And then immediately goes and punches his fist through the Joker's chest. And then he's like, okay, I'm not playing anymore.
I just killed the Joker?
Yeah. He just, bam, right through the chest. And then he's like, all right, no more. And then he flies around the world and he's like, war is done. Governments are done. I'm taking over. And then him and the Justice League form.
So he becomes Donald Trump.
He becomes the fucking emperor from Star Wars.
Nice.
And the Justice League are his fucking stormtroopers.
Palpatine.
And then he basically just takes over the world and puts in a fucking like super powered fucking SS Gestapo police force. And then Batman's like, no. So Batman and like a few other people start a resistance, and the whole fucking comic series is Batman and Nightwing and a few other people fighting the Justice League, trying to stop them from being a fucking totalitarian regime.
Ah, interesting.
It is pretty fucking good.
Cool.
Superman just slowly throughout it just loses it and becomes more and more fucking evil.
Yeah.
Like by the end of it, he's just murdered so many fucking people because he just stops caring. He's like, no, what I'm doing is right. And the world sucked and I'm fixing it. And if you get in my way, I'm just going to kill you.
Oh,
it's fucking good.
Sounds like a nice guy.
The Superman is a terrible hero, but he's a fascinating villain for all the reasons he's a terrible hero. Cause he can't be fucking beaten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is boring if you're the good guy.
Yeah.
Which is John Cena if you're the good guy.
Right.
But if you're the bad guy, you're Brock Lesnar, you're way more interesting.
Goddamn. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, fuck DC.
Yeah.
Superman still sucks.
I mean, yes.
It's garbage.
But it's a good comic.
Yeah, all right.
And that's what I did at work instead of being stressed about work is...
read that. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's good shit.
I wanted to play a game this week, and then I didn't, and instead I watched a 3.5 hour compendium. I don't know, breakdown of Breath of the Wild, because why wouldn't I?
That makes sense.
I've watched it before, and I was like, I'm gonna watch it again because I really enjoy watching people talk about how great this game is.
Yeah, I like watching your brother like just fucking do things in that game that I didn't know were possible.
Is that space engineers?
No. In Breath of the Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he posts videos of him, like, fucking one-shotting, like, fucking Lynels and, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, super dodging, and I'm like, fuck you.
I know. I could never do any of that.
God damn it.
Well, I'm like, I'm watching videos of this dude, and it's like... He's doing shit. One of the things he did was, apparently, the Master Sword shoots an energy blade. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you didn't know that? I didn't know you could throw it!
Yeah.
I was like, well, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't want to throw my Master Sword. What's going to happen to it? I'm not going to test this.
Yeah, no.
I don't have a save function.
It does the shoot thing that the sword has done since Zelda 1, if you throw it.
If you have full hearts.
I think you can do it no matter what, as long as you're throwing.
Fuck, man. I'm just...
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nice. Like, well, it's convenient.
That's the issue. But then I watch people just the fucking counter timing and shit. I'm like, yeah, I could never get
it's that
shit
do.
Down. These people, like, every fucking fight they're in, it's like, oh, Lionel's coming at boom, blocked him.
Yeah.
Boom, trudge, flurry attack. I'm like, fuck you. Yeah. I get those, like, one out of every 10 tries.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Being old and playing video games is fucking stupid.
It is, but somehow I'm Platinum 1 in fucking StarCraft. That's
because nobody else plays it.
That's not true.
I mean, it's pretty true.
It's not.
It's true.
Only the best of the best are left playing it, apparently.
Yeah. Yes, apparently.
Yeah.
still. All you do in that game is, you know, you just point and click.
Yes.
Click and drop. Drag.
But like 500 times a second. Not me. Like 100 times a second for me. Or a minute. Whatever it is.
Are most of your clicks just fucking errant right clicks or something?
Yes. No, I don't macros.
My APM is amazing.
I don't APM spam like some people. Yeah. There's no point.
No, there isn't.
Like, the closest I do to APM spam is when I'm waiting for drones to pop, so I'm just mashing my build fucking drones button.
You should message Sean again and just be like, you know what, we just want to record and talk about video games.
Yeah, no, because he doesn't want to record. It had nothing to do with the subject, I promise. It's Sean. He's just going to say no for some reason, no matter what. Maybe because of maybe our podcast had like day one DLC or something. I don't know. It doesn't have to be rational, Colin. He just doesn't like us.
Oh my God. I'm gonna send him a message.
Do it.
Hey, you should come record with us and we can go eat lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Speaking of, I have no idea I'm getting to work today, Colin. You should hang out until like 2:30 and then drag me to work.
I'd help you, but
you suck.
I'm sorry, dude.
I built all of my day's plans.
Ride your bike.
You know how fucking far and hot that is?
You fucking rode your bike every day for like 2 summers.
Yeah.
You know, and you didn't have high blood pressure.
Yeah. And I wasn't 40.
So what? You didn't have high blood pressure. You were 37. Oh, no.
It was a little far longer ago than that.
No, you haven't had your bike that long, have you?
This bike I've only ridden to work like a couple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
When I was riding regularly, it was that old piece of shit Huffy.
Oh, Jesus. This bike should be way easier then.
It is.
It is.
The ride to work, I'm fine with.
The ride back sucks?
The ride home sucks, man.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like getting off work and you're just like, I'm going to get off work and go fucking chill. And then it's like, oh, I have to fucking exercise for an hour to get home.
Yeah.
Through the dark.
People are running me over.
People are fucking dickheads. Like every other car that drives past you shouts out the window for some reason because they've never seen somebody on a bicycle.
A lot of hills too.
That's yes, there are a lot of hills. It's literally uphill both ways.
Yeah, it kind of is, huh?
Yes, because I live on the peak of one hill and my work's on the peak of another hill. So, yeah. Like, it starts off kind of, but no, it's...
Yeah, I can see why that would be fucking
it's lots of uphill.
Hot
it
garbage.
Sucks. It sucks. Riding to work actually feels great. Riding to work, you get to work, you're all sweaty and you fucking, your heart's going and you feel good. You get off work and you're tired and exhausted and just want to fucking be done with the day.
Eat my balls.
Sucks.
Eat all my balls.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. I get that.
Yep.
Totally get that.
Pathfinder next weekend, Colin. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm pretty excited.
Oh, fuck. I was going to make a key and let you have an extra key so you could let people in if I'm not home when they start to arrive.
Good job.
But I didn't do that. Oh.
Like I said, I'll break a window. It's fine.
Please don't.
But I'll come in through the hole in your roof.
I couldn't. I guess I couldn't do that because I couldn't get to the hardware store.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that sucks.
Because my car is fucked.
Are you just going to call in?
To work? I'm going to call my supervisor and see if he'll pick me up. And if he won't, then yes. Because I don't know what the fuck else to do.
If I didn't have plans, I'd totally help
you out. No, it's fine. I get it. You hate me.
I mean, only slightly.
That's fine.
I can drop you off now.
Yeah, I thought about it. But
that's fucking... See if you can just log. See if you can just start early and leave early.
No, you're not allowed in the building until fucking like a few minutes before your shift because of COVID restrictions. But then they make us work to the full end of our shift now, so it doesn't matter because we're all still overlapping.
No, perfect.
So all of their fucking dude, they're retarded. All of our fucking. Well, let's work. Yeah. Like I'm fine with us going to work.
Yeah,
just stop pretending. Just stop pretending.
Right.
Just like, just say fuck it. Yeah. Make us wear masks. Fine. I get it. Other than that, just make us wear masks and let us go to work.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of masks. So this has become a super hardline political ideology.
I don't understand why.
I don't either. Well, I understand why to an extent. But also...
Freedom!
Yeah.
What?
I don't. How does that?
Are you an idiot?
Well, yes, they are.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, it's no different than now. Apparently, beans are new. The new political fucking benchmark.
Yeah.
Beans. Yeah. Forever.
Well,
I'm really going to give him the beans here.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, that guy said something nice about Trump.
He said he's a good leader. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all he said. But he donated money. He donated money for like an unrelated thing. And like, apparently during this COVID thing has been like just fucking giving food away to people who need it.
Yeah. And but he's, look, Colin,
he's a Trump supporter. So.
He's not just a Trump supporter. That's one thing.
No, that's all he's, you need now.
Yes. But that's not why they hate him.
No.
Okay. He's a Hispanic Trump supporter.
Oh, what? Really? He's Hispanic. I didn't know he's Hispanic.
Yeah, the Goya, the people who own Goya is a Mexican family.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm pretty sure they're Mexican.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Latin American.
They're Latin American.
Central American, Latin American.
They so you know, they
wow.
They're party traders, man.
Oh yeah. They went off the plantation,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah.
That's something.
That's the worst thing you can do.
I fucking don't understand why people the worst haven't thing you opened can do. Their eyes to that shit. Like, wait a second. You're telling me that if somebody says, I don't follow your ideology, so I'm going to go over here.
Yeah.
And they get fucking shamed for it.
Yep.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
The worst possible thing you can do is be a minority and not toe the fucking... the party line. And I don't understand it. I understand it, but
right.
I don't understand why people are like, dogpiling on that. I'm like, oh, wait, they're right. I guess we are all racists, especially you guys.
Yeah. Mostly you guys.
Yeah. At least the Republican racists have the decency to just be fucking racist.
And they're honest about it.
Yeah. They're just pieces of shit. They're just open fucking useless pieces of shit.
Yeah.
They're not masking their shittiness and altruism.
I posted something about that, and I'm just like, you know, I can appreciate that level of honesty. I'm like, whoa, I don't know about that. No.
I know to avoid you, because I know, yes! you're just an open piece of shit.
Yeah. You're a fuck up, and I don't want to be involved with you.
Yeah.
But I thank you for being honest with me about your fucking being a fuck up.
Right.
I don't, it's not...
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I feel about it anyway.
Yeah. But it certainly does not push me to want to vote for Joe Biden. That's for fucking sure. Holy shit.
My dad's neighbor has a vote blue no matter who signed in their front yard. Oh,
man. I saw something like that yesterday.
Is that not just the most...
ignorant fucking statement you could ever imagine?
So basically what you're saying is our candidate is the worst possible choice. Nobody would ever vote for him. He's a terrible pick.
I'm not supporting Joe Biden.
He's completely unelectable and trash and filth. And the only reason anybody would ever vote for him is partisan fucking obedience.
Yeah.
Is because their fucking master told them to.
Mm-hmm.
So you're openly admitting that your candidate is a bad choice for president.
They're just like the Republicans right now.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like there's no like gray area about this. They're just mimicking them.
Yeah.
And he is awful.
Yeah.
I was talking to Doria about it last night. I'm like, have you listened to anything by Joe Biden? She's like, no. I'm like, nothing he says is coherent.
No.
Like, he'll start off and you're like, yeah, yeah. And then he just fucking goes. Because Trump did a thing in like the Rose Garden or something. Then he is like talking there like, a long rambling speech about this and this and that. And you listen to it. And Trump does this thing where he talks about things and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about this. And he goes back to that thing. And he goes, he jumps around. But like, he's saying things that like, they make sense.
Yeah.
They might not make sense to you why he thinks those things, but they make sense.
Right.
Like, he's clearly...
it's coherent.
Yes. Joe Biden, on the other hand. And then the little kids, they'd like to sit on my lap and play with my leg hair.
My favorite thing so far has been, like, he was giving some speech or some shit, and then he's just turned off.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there staring.
Yeah.
And his wife had to come out on the stage.
Oh, yeah, like, that was a good one.
Turn him back on.
I can't imagine why you would look at that and be like, yeah, I'm all right with this. Trump is that bad.
Because no matter who.
I saw anybody but Kanye or Trump yesterday. I was like, first of all, I don't understand why you would vote against Kanye.
Yeah, he's the best. I'm voting. I'm right.
No, like liberally thinking, why the fuck would you not support that dude?
Yeah, the guy who said George Bush doesn't care about black people, he should be your hero.
Not just that, the guy who fucking convinced Donald Trump to sign a bill that fucking reduces prison sentences for people and gets people out of jail that have been stuck in there for fucking drug violations.
Well, you know why they hate him? I mean, other than the thing we discussed earlier.
Because he doesn't support,
But also because he made Trump sign a bill that overrode all the fucking Joe Biden super awesome racist fucking bills about punishing black people for crimes.
Trevor, I don't understand it. It makes zero sense. You know,
it makes perfect sense when you stop and realize that the parties never actually changed and the same people who were Democrats in the 60s are.
Well, the party's flip-flopped.
Was the party flip-flop before or after Robert Byrd died?
It was before, apparently.
Oh.
That's what they claim.
Even though that man from the
Klan. He said he was sorry, Trevor.
He didn't.
He said he was sorry. He apologized for being...
He said he regretted it because it hurt his political career.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Hillary Clinton said he was a great man, though.
He said, oops, I will never be able to be president because I used to be in the Klan. That was his apology. I'm sorry it hurt my career, was his apology. Ugh.
Fuck, that guy should have been fucking snuffed out 20 years earlier.
Yeah.
If not longer. It just, you know, they could have solved it really easily.
How's that?
Not railroading Bernie Sanders again.
He would be winning in a landslide. He'd be ahead in all the polls, and it would be
Trevor.
Real.
You know what? This episode's going to be called I Don't Get It, Trevor.
That's fine. That's perfect.
Fucking. They didn't see in 2016 that he would have very clearly won.
Yeah.
Donald Trump has admitted that, yes, he would have fucking won.
Yeah. So not only do people actually like him and actually want to vote for him, you don't have to do any of this, no matter who, because they like him.
They can, you know, he's got 40 years of history showing what he...
But he's also, like, was marching in the civil rights fucking shit the first time.
You know, while Joe Biden was saying that it would be a mistake to integrate schools.
Yeah.
So perfect.
You got a segregationist running against
the other guy
who was actually part of the civil rights movement. And you chose the segregationist.
Yes.
Baffling.
Fucking awesome.
No matter
who. I think it was more with Joe Biden. He didn't want his kids going to integrate, you know.
Well, of course not. That's every racist excuse for it.
I know.
Well, I don't care if you do it. Just not my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can bus kids, just not to my neighborhood. Oh, yeah, you can do fucking, like, you know, assisted housing, just not in my neighborhood. Oh, you can build a Walmart, just not in my neighborhood.
Fucking garbage truck of a person. I don't get it, Trevor.
Yeah.
Fuck. Or, you know, they could have not railroaded somebody young and, you know.
Hot.
And ethnic and.
Yeah, hot.
Yes, very hot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Neither do I.
That was a weird one, though.
Democrats
I know were like, ew, Tulsi, gross. I'm like, why?
You don't know why?
Oh, because she said things bad when she was 20. I'm like, oh, but the guy you're going to nominate fucking passed bills that were bad when he was in his 40s.
Do you know why the Democrats would never vote for Tulsi Gabbard?
Why?
She's not white.
You know, it's funny. I heard somebody else basically say the same things. Like, Joe Biden, when he picks a VP, it's going to be a white woman.
Of course it is.
Because he's like, they don't want a black woman to be the first female VP before a white woman is.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I guess that kind of.
Do you know how racist Democrats actually are?
Oh, I know. They're terrible.
They don't hide it.
No, they try to.
The only people who don't recognize it
are Democrats.
Other racists.
No.
Are people who look at Obama and only see a black president.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason Trump could possibly have lost is because, or Trump could possibly have won is because they hated a black president. Like, you know, Obama wasn't just a black guy. He was just a guy. He did some good things and he made some mistakes. People can agree with him or disagree with him based on his positions.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I was just reading this whole fucking... Somebody on Facebook posted some whole thing about, like, how mad everybody was because black president. I'm like, maybe the problem here is that that's all you see him as, is a token black president.
That's all they see anything as.
And it's disturbing to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know...
They're the ones constantly bringing race into everything. You hate it because he's black.
No. Well, I mostly didn't like Obama because of fucking goddamn...
Drone striking American citizens?
No, whatever. They're all going to do that. It was just... he did this credit card bill when he first started moved all my SLAs up from a week to 2 days. And it really fucked my work up for a few years. I had to work a lot of mandatory overtime because of that fucking bill, true. Man.
Holy
it was
shit.
Insane. And that he kind of rubbed me the wrong way after. I'm like, you motherfucker. I'm working all this overtime because of you. You piece of shit. I was very upset about it.
Yeah, I was too at the time.
That's my big gripe. That and also now my health insurance sucks because of him.
No, it made it better for everyone. Except for people who had decent health insurance.
It made
it shitty for them.
I really wish it had. I wish they had been able to do...
It made it so some people that didn't have it could actually get it. But, like, why did they have to ruin it?
Well, it made some people who didn't have it have to get it.
Well, there's that, too.
It didn't really make it so they could afford
it. I think part of the problem is because they were like, okay, we're going to let the insurance companies...
write this bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to let them suss this out and dictate the way it goes. No! Yeah. Fuck them!
That was kind of the problem.
Multi-billion dollar industry. Maybe trillion. I don't know. No, probably not trillion. But definitely billion.
Also, cash for clunkers was a bad thing. I think Obama had a lot of...
Cash for clunkers was a bad thing because I was not interested in selling my car when it came out.
Also, it fucking killed the used car market.
Well, yeah, but if I'd have sold my car, it'd have been great.
Like
I'd have loved... $5,000 no matter what your car was.
Like, how bad did that fuck poor people over for, like,
oh, horribly.
20 years?
Yeah.
Because they just couldn't get transport.
Yep.
It sucks. I think he had a lot of positive ideas, and I think a lot of good intentions.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
And I think a lot of it got corrupted by, you know, oh, wait, you have to work in this system, and this system is fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why more than most presidents, Obama was like young and spry, and then 8 years later, he looked like a fucking walking corpse.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he was ready for, like, I think he was a good person who
got... I don't think anybody is ready for that.
No, but, like, look at Trump. He hasn't aged a day. Like, granted, he was 106 when he started.
He's a piece of shit to start with.
But that's my point. Like, he's like, oh, I'm a shitty person who's going to go in there and do shitty things. I'm ready for it. I think Obama was a good person who was going to go in there and do good things, and then the system ate him.
Yeah. That could be.
You know what I mean? I think it's too bad.
I got nothing else.
Me neither. Let me double check and make sure nobody emailed us in the last 10 minutes.
They probably didn't. Just they hate us.
No, but sometimes Mimsy sends in some late emails to us. But I guess maybe she just doesn't listen anymore. Because of all of your political bolstering, Colin. All of your vote red no matter whose head. Vote red.
Yeah, that's not me.
Vote.
I might vote for Vermin Supreme.
I'm writing in Kanye. I like that plan.
That's a good idea, too.
I like the idea of Kanye West as president.
The last week, somebody posted...
that's not true. I'm voting for Donald Trump out of spite for the fucking...
You're voting... If you vote for Kanye, you're voting for Trump anyway.
I'm voting for Trump out of spite for the goddamn Dungeons & Dragons episode of Community being pulled off of Netflix.
Fuck, that's... Yeah, there was a guy last week in some group I'm in. It's a music group, and somebody posted a picture. It's like a comparison. Jimi Hendrix saying, it's like, oh, you know, I'm just, you know, he's being humble, basically. And then Kanye West saying, I'm basically a god.
Yeah.
I'm a musical genius. And people are like, fuck him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, see, here's the thing you don't understand about Kanye West. And I've been saying about him for more than 10 years, probably 15 now.
He's a professional wrestler.
He's a fucking genius marketer.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, he knows how to get people to talk about him. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as bad PR, basically.
As long as your name is in his mouth, he's making money.
Yeah.
Or as long as his name is in your mouth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying.
And
as long as people are talking about him, he's making money.
And these people are like, fucking one guy just decided to start arguing with me about it, and he's all upset and angry. I'm like, you're getting really butthurt about some dude who makes music. It's not fucking music. It's all computers and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, see, here's the thing. Music's subjective.
Yeah.
Don't get to determine what is or isn't music. You can determine what you listen to.
Yeah.
But you don't get to tell me that the fucking drum and bass shit I like to listen to on occasion isn't music.
Right.
Because it fucking is.
Here's a good comparison. That Conor McGregor guy.
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Yep.
I could not name you a second MMA guy except for Brock Lesnar and Ken Shamrock.
CM Punk. Does that count?
That doesn't count.
He fought twice.
He got punched in the face that one time.
He fought twice and got beat both times really badly. I didn't know
he had a second fight.
Yeah, against some guy who's also no-named that beat the shit out of him.
But that's it.
Yeah.
I know Conor McGregor. Do I know him because he's the best fighter? I mean, he's very good.
Yeah. No, you know him because he's fucking excellent at marketing.
I know him because he talks more shit than anybody in the business.
He fucking did like a whole press conference where he's talking shit about professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
You know, he'd slap them all. He'd slap all their heads off and twice on Sunday.
He'd probably be a wrestler now if we weren't in this fucking thing, but they're not going to debut him in front of not an audience.
Right.
That would be fucking retarded.
Well, also, he's making way more money fighting once a year.
That's fair.
All I have to do is train and go and sell my fucking whiskey and punch old dudes in bars. And
I expect him to do a Ronda Rousey year, though, where he's just like, all right, I'm going to do 1 year.
Oh, for sure. Oh, God, he'd be fucking awesome.
I'm going to talk a whole bunch of shit, make a whole bunch of money.
I always wish Chael Sonnen would have done it, too. He was another one of those guys that didn't have the notoriety as the notorious one, but...
Probably build up to a Brock Lesnar fight.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ. No.
I mean, it'd be a wrestling fight, so he'd have a shot.
I mean, there's 100 pounds difference between those two, though.
Rey Mysterio Jr. has a shot against Brock Lesnar, and he's both tiny and can't fight for real.
Yeah, that's true. Fucking Rey Mysterio.
He's still awful.
But yeah, the guy is looking at him is like, and I explained the whole marketing thing. It's like, well, I don't fucking talk about him. What are you doing right now, you dipshit?
Yeah.
Well, it's because it was posted in this group. Because he's a fucking genius marketing person.
Because he's the smartest man alive. Because he's dope and he does dope shit.
Yes. Oh my God, that was the best fucking thing I've ever heard.
I got nothing else. Nobody wrote in. Everybody hates us.
Yep, pretty much.
I think we should do like 2 more episodes. If we don't get any more emails, we should just fucking hang it up. If they don't appreciate us, Colin, they don't deserve us.
That's right.